News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yes, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Here with me this half hour are my friends from Avalon HR. We have Chip Wood here, who is the VP of Sales and Marketing, and Stacey Oren, who is the HR and Benefits Manager. I love hearing from y'all. I love hearing what's happening. It's a new year. I suspect in the world of HR, there's a lot going on.
A lot of things happening.
But you're getting ahead of us for a second.
Oh, okay.
Today, we need to let everyone know that we have one love just for you today.
Who?
That's right.
You.
Me?
Yes.
Happy birthday to you.
You guys.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, how
happy
sweet.
Happy birthday, dear Meg. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I'm so happy to have be here.
We're so happy that you're here.
We're all happy to be anywhere.
Correct. These are the birthdays where you go, whew, made it. Sliding
That's
in
it.
The home plate. Got another one under
That's
my belt.
That's all good.
Very
all
grateful. Good. Grateful to be here at the station. I walked in this morning and was serenaded by the sales department, which was very embarrassing and unexpected, but very sweet. So
I'm sure
thank
it's better
you.
Than my singing. I'm not known
I
for that.
I thought that sounded pretty good, girl.
I get told all good. The time just how bad my singing actually is.
I sing
is.
In the car very loudly.
Oh,
with the windows
just
up.
The car?
Yeah.
Let's see. I sing in the office, walking down the street, just randomly waiting outside places. Yeah.
There you go.
It's good. It shows it's a happy place to work.
That's right. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you so much. This is very sweet. All right. So moving
now
on.
Back to reality.
Tell me everything. Well, first of all, talk about Avalon HR. There might be someone listening this morning that really does not know who y'all are, some of the services you provide. They hear the
Correct.
Word HR and then make a lot of assumptions.
Well, in your previous show, y'all kept talking about acronyms. So I'll start
off
with that.
Yes, that's what's so funny.
PEO means Professional Employment Organization, which means that we do all the stuff that you do not want to do in your business.
Right.
We handle all the backroom operations. We become the employer of record in the eyes of the federal government and the state. And we take care of all your taxes, your 940s, your 941s. We don't do your state sales tax because that's out of our scope.
Right.
But anything to do with payroll taxes, you can be assured they're all paid on time.
Yeah, it makes a big difference too because
sure
once
does.
You get when you're not on time, those penalties and fees can get pretty astronomical.
They can mount up very quickly, and the IRS does not play with that.
Mm-mm.
They quit recess because of that.
They don't care if you have a headache.
Nope.
No.
You weren't feeling good.
No.
They
no.
They do not.
You forgot to put it on your calendar.
They just go, Now, as we put this lock on your front door,
right?
Have a great day.
Yeah.
Well,
They are not good when it comes to payroll taxes,
no.
Meaning that they will not, they take that very serious because that indicates that you're stealing from your employees.
Right. And the big thing that we do at Avalon this time of year is the W-2s for all your employees. We are responsible for that production. And I say production on purpose because it is a production. It's not like we walk in January 2nd, hit a button and go, oh, here's your W-2s. There is a whole lot that goes into that.
Mm-hmm.
W-2 production involves settling out everything for the fourth quarter first. You have to make sure that those taxes are paid to the IRS, to the states,
makes
whatnot.
Sure everything balances.
Everything balances.
And it's then a lot.
It is a lot. And then when you start running the W-2s, there's some double checks that have to be in place.
Because mm-hmm.
well, like Alabama, they stopped taxing overtime already at the state level.
Oh, really?
Yes. So
see, these are the little details that will get you as a
yes.
business owner.
It is, because a lot of business owners don't realize these things.
Right.
They just don't.
Well,
and a lot of times they have CPAs that don't realize a lot of things.
Well, and also just in the last year, as we've talked about many times, there have been so many changes, and we were on hold for a little while there at the end of the year waiting to see what was going to happen next. So, yeah, and you all, that's your job as a professional employment organization. You keep up with all of that.
That is correct.
The legislation and the changes and the paperwork. And
let me back up just for a second and clarify something. When I said a lot of CPAs do not understand a lot of these things, I'm referring primarily to FICA tip credits.
Mm.
If they do not do restaurant payrolls or restaurant taxes, a lot of accounting firms do not understand or they do not know about the FICA tip credits, which is, it was an incentive the IRS gave employers of restaurants to report all the tips, and then they get a credit back for those tips.
See, that's huge. I worked in a restaurant and that did not exist before, so that is a lot of money.
Yes, it can be. And you'd be surprised.
Especially in this area, in the hospitality ranks this area.
And we have had several restaurants that go, we've never heard of this.
Wow.
And I said, well, check with your accountant.
Yeah.
And they'll come back and say, my accountant doesn't know about this. And we just kind of go, whoa.
Is it retroactive if you find out, or is it, I'm just curious.
I think you can file an amended return.
Okay. Amended return, yeah.
But a lot of those tax credits for FICA tip credits can go to the owner of the business.
Wow.
And that's his incentive to report all these tips, because mm-hmm. he gets a dollar for dollar tax credit.
Wow. Okay.
It can be pretty substantial, but you know, I'm going to switch gears a little bit more to the employee side and just general information at the moment. You know, going back to the W-2s, the deadline to have those out to employees this year is February the 2nd. The reason it's the 2nd is because January 31st falls on a Saturday. So it gets pushed to that Monday. Okay. Second, there's some changes with the postmarks this year with the post service. They're not being postmarked when they arrive at the original postal facility, like yours picks it up and takes it to one. It won't be postmarked until it gets to the sorting facility.
Interesting.
So that could cause some delays on the postage. I mean, when it gets there in the mail, we post all of ours on the employee portal. We don't mail them, just as, you know, when you onboard, you sign on for electronic communications. So the second they're available, they're in that portal. So you can get, they'll always be there. They'll live there. You can access them anytime. I've said this a couple times over the last few months. With all the changes with the overtime and the tip credits, you know, you may have done your own taxes every year and been like, yeah, great. This may be the one year you want to seek some help.
Mm-hmm.
And there's options, tons of options out there for free, low-cost tax preparation. You don't have to go and spend $300 to $500. Just Google it locally to where you are and see, you know, what cost-effective options you may have. But this may be the one year you want some help. We have heard preemptively that the IRS is going to give a little leeway with that. So, you know, because this is the first year they're doing it. They don't expect things to be perfect. However, again, that just tells me I need someone else to do my taxes, because then you have somebody to go to bat for you if they come back and say, well, you didn't do that quite right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the tax preparer can say, well, based on my understanding of this, this, and this, this is how we did it. And you've got somebody else in your corner. So, you know, something to consider. What other things am I forgetting here?
We're talking with Avalon HR. Chip Wood is here. Stacey Oren. I'm going to put it out there.
I didn't remember who I was with. I was just like, what am I forgetting?
I just thought it was an opportunity to say, this is Pep Talk. And if you have questions about any of these topics, these are our experts on the expert panel this morning, 850-437-1620. Feel free to text in your questions.
And you know, we're located here in Pensacola at 100 South Pace Boulevard. And if you just ever in the neighborhood and want to drop by and just talk to us about what we do and how we do it, be more than happy to sit down with you and just discuss with you, you know, your business and maybe some concerns you have in your business.
Mm-hmm.
We're a good sounding board, because what we do is Stacey and I are constantly doing webinars. We're constantly doing different things to be as up to speed as you can be. But and the reason I'm saying that way is because a lot of times you can be up to speed and then all of a sudden, oops, here comes another update on something
right,
else.
Right.
Because they'll throw things out there pretty quick.
And quietly. And quietly. That's just it. If you're not a member of some of the organizations we are that alert us to these things, they might slide right by. Like, you would have no idea that this was happening. But, you know, fortunately, we are able to partner with some great organizations that send us the alerts and, you know, keep us on top of the things we need to be watching and really need to know about. Going back to the W-2s for a second, you know, something I've said before, too, is don't... You know, it's like, oh, well, they give you $25,000. I'm taking the whole $25,000 in overtime, even though I only had about $10,000. Don't do that. They will catch it eventually. Yes, they are granting some leeway, but not that type of leeway. Mm-hmm. Not fraudulent leeway. That ain't going to stand.
Good distinction.
Yeah, they're not going to help you cheat.
They're not going to help you cheat. But if there's an honest mistake made, you know, in the calculations, especially if you use a tax preparer, you're likely to be in much better shape than just flat out lying. There are income limits on these. You know, you can only make up to a certain dollar amount to still take these credits before they start reducing them based on your income.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to look into as well. Again, this just
contribution
may be
levels change this year too.
Well, yes, they go up every year, fortunately, but they're doing some new things too with the Roth. There's a super catch up feature.
And you're talking about the Roth IRA.
In the 401k IRA world, those limits change every year. Flexible mm-hmm. spending plans increase typically every year. All those things reset at the first of the year, typically. Our plan year is 4/1/2/3/31, but our deductibles with Blue Cross Blue Shield is still reset on January the 1st.
Okay.
There's no way around that. No matter when your plan year starts or stops, your deductibles are going to start on the first of the year. It just is what it is. Our FSA year runs from 4/1 to 3/31, which makes it a little different. I mean, it's still a year period of time. It's just not calendar year, right? Mm-hmm. So when you make those FSA, you know, I've seen tons of things here in December saying, don't forget to use your FSA dollars. Still have FSA dollars. Use them now. Well, if you're on our plan, you've still got until March. And then you've got like a 60-day window where you can still go back and submit things dated in that time period to get that money back. And for anybody that doesn't know, because I get this question a lot, what is an FSA? It's a flexible savings account
mm-hmm.
that allows you to set. It's one of my favorite things ever. Oh, goodness, I love FSAs. It allows you to set aside pre-tax dollars. So one, you're lowering your taxable income. Two, whatever amount you select is available the first day it's active. So if I do $2,000 in my FSA on 4-1, $2,000, the full $2,000 is loaded onto my FSA card for me to use. I can use it for copays, prescriptions, certain over-the-counter items that are FSA eligible. Amazon has an FSA store that you can
really?
Shop in and use your FSA dollars. But then I pay that $2,000 back over the course of the next year in equal installments deducted pre-tax from my payroll. So it is a great tool for lowering taxable income, having some extra money. You know, when you have those copays and things, you don't have to, you can use those. It's like, here, use this. So you're not having to come up with that money on the spot, and it's fully available. A lot of things are, we get a lot of questions. Do we offer HSAs, which is a health savings account? It's a little bit different. That money is not taken on a pre-tax basis, but it doesn't go away at the end of the year. That's the big thing with FSA. It's use it or lose it.
Mm-hmm.
With HSA, those dollars can roll over from year to year to year to year.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
But they have to be attached to a high deductible health plan that does not offer first dollar coverage.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense.
And what that means is all of our plans are copay plans. So you get an immediate first dollar coverage. You don't have to meet a huge deductible before you get that $60 copay. It's just there immediately. That's considered first dollar coverage. Anything where you have to meet a full deductible before anything is paid, that becomes HSA eligible.
Okay,
that makes sense. And you can roll those funds over year to year to year to year. Currently, we do not have any HSA qualified plans. We go with the first dollar options as that helps 95% of our employees. So that's kind of the difference in those. I suggest people look those up because, like I said, I love my FSA money. That's like my favorite thing. And I'm already down. Like I said, ours isn't until March. I think I have $3.18 left to spend.
No comment.
Well, we're not going to lunch.
Yeah, we're not on my FSA money. We're not. So, you know, and it's a great thing to just set that extra money aside, lower that pre-tax income, and just have that money available, you know, as soon as you need it and pay it back. And now somebody's like, well, okay, well, what if I, you know, take that $2,000 on April the 1st and I quit in June? Well, we can, by law, deduct up to anything you have spent on that FSA from your final check.
Wow, okay.
So if you've paid $700 into the FSA, or you've spent $700, but you've only paid in $200, we can collect that last $500 from your final check.
Okay.
Only up to what you've spent, not to what you've elected. It's our responsibility to turn you off when you're terminated
mm-hmm.
so you stop having access to those funds. It stops at the day of termination. If we fail to do that, then, you know, you could potentially still use that money. So it's very crucial that it's managed properly. if we can't collect it out of your paycheck, then we just lose. Okay, it's just out because they figure it balances out. The odds that I'm going to spend this $3.18 are slim. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be honest. Right. I'm going to forget about it by the end of March. So that $3.18 just goes into the pot.
Gotcha. Kind of like that gift card that has $3 left.
Right, that you'll never, ever, ever exactly. use. It just, but this just goes back into the pot. It's not something we get to keep as the employer. It just kind of goes back in the whole FSA pool to just balance each other out.
Talking to Stacy and Chip with Avalon HR at Pep Talk. If you've got a question about all of this, now is the time to text it in.
Please do.
850-437-1620. This is why you're so critical. As a business owner, when we start talking about these kinds of I have no idea. I mean, I really would be lost in advising my employees and be able to help them make the right decisions. Well, and that's what you do.
You know, there's so many things that come before the employer's plate, if you will, every day. And it's hard for them to run their business and keep up with all of these things.
Sure.
I mean, it's almost, I would say almost impossible. Yes, they keep up with the majority, but honestly, I have not run across many business owners that they get so overwhelmed, they let one thing go and then that thing festers into something else, whether it's an employee issue, an employment issue. And we do a little bit of both. We can advise you on how to hire somebody. We can also advise you on how to fire somebody.
Google is your best friend, boys and girls. That's all I'm saying.
But when it comes to, like you were just saying, hiring and firing someone, maybe not.
Because
you
there's
might
ways,
need to have somebody like you, Stacy.
Well, there's ways
that
to do
knows
things.
What you can and cannot say.
And that's it.
Right? Because there's very specific things.
We have seen, Stacy and I collectively have seen employers get themselves into some hot water because they lose their temper over whatever they're firing this individual for.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take it to a personal level where Stacy, if she is tasked with doing this, she is removed from the emotions. And I'm the same way. I mean, I used to do that. I have done that. But Stacy's better suited for it than me.
Well, a good example. I had to terminate an employee after hours last night.
Oh, gosh.
Due to an unfavorable background check. You know, the position was offered contingent upon, you know, successful clearing the background. What you say when something like that is imperative, absolutely imperative. You know, the standard is when you were offered this position, it was contingent upon successful background check. Unfortunately, your background check has come back with some adverse actions. You should have or will be notified by our background screening company with these actions and give you the opportunity to contest them or have them removed from your record. Until that's done, however, we cannot move forward with the employment relationship. You can't say, hey, dude, you had, and I've heard some employers say, and it's like, hey, man, you had some, you know, this, and this. And that's why all background screens come to me before they go out to our clients so I can review them. There's a lot of factors. It doesn't automatically mean you're not going to get the job. Mm-hmm. How long ago was it? Mm. Did you learn your lesson? What was it? Were you honest about it when you came to talk to us about the position? I mean, there's so many factors. It's not an automatic disqualifier by any means. It's how you handle it. And, you know, honestly, your best bet, people are like, well, I'm embarrassed. I don't want to say anything. Your best bet is just to be honest.
Right. Put it out there.
Just put it out because we're going to find it.
Yeah.
So just put
it
out
there. In this day and age, there's not much hidden anymore.
No. And that's what's a public record. And when I said Google is your best friend, it's not a fail-safe by any means, but it can give you an idea of, you know, looking at somebody's Facebook page. Absolutely not illegal. It's public domain. Mm-hmm. You've given permission to do that unless you've locked it down. It can give you a good idea if someone's a good fit for your organization, if their values align with your organization. And that is important. That is absolutely, you know, imperative to have to bring someone into your mix, especially like our office. We're a small office.
Mm-hmm.
If we didn't get along, Lord have mercy, it would be just anarchy every day.
And this is an area of small businesses.
Yeah.
Yes. We're the drivers of this economy.
You know, you're not going to get lost in, 100 servers at a restaurant somewhere. There's 9 of us in the Pensacola office, 9 mm-hmm. people in, you know, this location. We kind of have to like each other and get along and be somewhat like-minded. Do we agree on everything? Absolutely not. Chip and I argue all the time. But it's a it's a constructive argument. It's a professional argument. Sure. We don't just, you know, slug it out. You know, just...
I mean, she realizes I'm right. So, I mean, that's just the...
Here we go.
I was like, Jim.
I'm out of it. I'm not getting in the middle of this.
Your age is showing.
I'm not getting in the middle of this. But a passionate debate.
Yes.
Well, but what we're saying is that, yes, there's always two sides to everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's a story or what the deal is. There's two sides. So be attentive, listen, and don't react.
Right.
You know, don't let emotions take over things. You have to think clear-headedly. And that's why we are your answer, Avalon HR, because we can do things and that are not emotionally driven.
Sure.
Right. And there's a lot of things. You know, I'm very much still learning in the safety and some of the work comp stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. And I go to Chip all the time with things that I don't think are right. Like, I just do not agree with. I don't think this is right. And Chip has to set me down and explain to me, okay, right, I get that you don't feel this is right, but let me tell you why this is like that. And he's able to explain it so I understand it. At the end of the conversation, sometimes I still don't like it, but I know why it is. And
you can accept it without approving of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
There is a big difference in that. Mm-hmm. And because a lot of times the workers' comp laws make absolutely no sense. But
it is what it is.
It is what it is. I didn't make the law. I can interpret it to the best of my ability. But sometimes you have to make sure that the employer is doing the right thing.
Right.
Because we want all the employees to, if they get hurt on the job, we want them to get back to work and we want them to be well and so forth and so on.
Right, and well taken care of. And, you know, a lot of times when I'm talking to employers, what I'm having to tell them is something that personally I'd never do in a million years if I were the employer. But I have to take my personal opinion out of it. What's legal?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to keep you safe? You know, and if you're just one of those employers that are just like, I'm not going above and beyond, I'm not doing it. That's your right, and that's okay. But, you know, I still have to advise you on what's legal, what's not, you know, what we can do in terms of terminating someone, especially if they've had an injury or something like that.
It starts getting complicated when that happens,
for sure.
There's a lot of subjects that we could talk about for, honestly, hours.
Hours, right.
Because, I mean, and one of them, we don't have time today, again, but overtime. Mm. What constitutes
what
overtime?
What counts as overtime?
Well, let's see. I've got a restaurant, and we pay biweekly. So what we do is a guy will work 40 hours this week or five hours overtime. So he works 45 this week,
but he only works
35 next week. So that's only 80 hours.
I've been there.
No.
Negative.
No.
I've been in that situation years ago.
We see it. We see it a lot. And sometimes it's very innocent that an employer thinks, well, they worked 80 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I pay biweekly. It's
80 hours.
Right. It's 80 hours. Well, but you had 45 and 35, so you got 5 hours overtime.
And the taxability of things when you're reimbursing people for mileage, cell phone expenses, office supplies, you know, how do you assure those aren't getting taxed with their wages? Like, if you've got something foolproof in place for that, all stuff Avalon HR can help you with. If you just give us a call at 850-475-1555. You can ask to speak to me, Chip, Kirk, anybody that answers the phone, and we do answer the phone, can get
you
started.
Yeah, we don't have an answering machine.
In the right place.
I love that.
We're trying to teach the cat to answer the phone, but she's a little slacking on that. So.
We have a corporate cat.
A corporate cat. What's the name of the corporate cat?
Ava.
Ava. The corporate cat.
Which is short for Avalon.
Oh, clever. I should have figured that out. Well,
she's kind of worthless as an employee, but she's great for morale.
There are no worthless employees. Okay, they look at all your faces. It's Stacy. Okay, one more time. How can people reach you?
Area code 850-475-1555 or drop by and visit us, 100 South Base Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, right off Garden Street.
Chip Wood, Stacy Oren, thank you so much for being here today. Avalon HR, great reputation in our community. They can help you out. Give them a call.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Pep Talk. Thank you. This is Pep Talk.
Happy birthday.